Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. The Northfield Council meets tonight. There are a few presentations, including a proclamation recognizing KYMN's 50 years of serving the community. On the regular agenda is approval of a budget amendment to make a prepayment for Naffer's pumper truck. Council will consider starting a new contract with Dick Sanitation that includes outreach for recycling and composting. On the agenda is amending the LDC as it pertains to small cell wireless companies and rights of way. There will also be further discussion regarding the formation of a Northfield Transportation Advisory Committee. Mayor Pownell and Administrator Martig will be in studio at 7:20 tomorrow morning with a recap. The Dundas Council discussed their sack and whack fees last week. Administrator John McCarthy said they ran an analysis of their 10-year sewer and water plan.
The preliminary advice is that we will not have any change in the rates for the upcoming year.
McCarthy commented on the recent storms.
Our biggest problem in Dundas was the hill at 115th, where right in the middle of the hill, a tree came down, took a power line down with it. Blocked the road totally, so that road is, there's a ditch or a drop off on one side, and there's a rise on the other side, so you can't work any place but in the road.
By Friday morning, the city was able to open up the roadway as XL had removed the wire. He added,
I just want to thank everybody for their cooperation. We're feel very fortunate that we escaped the majority of the damage that was caused by a pretty unique situation for this time of the year.
He added that County Road 1 is still scheduled to open in late October or early November. Rice County Public Health has scheduled flu shot clinics for adults throughout the county. We have a list of locations, dates, and times on kymnradio.net. Of the $25 million Governor Dayton and the legislature approved for school safety improvements, the Faribault School District is receiving a total of $1,041,000. Lincoln Elementary is set to receive $492,000. The high school will get $101,000, and Jefferson Elementary will receive nearly $448,000. And is it possible that a major work of art by famous Norwegian painter Edvard Munch was hiding in plain sight? Experts are now analyzing a painting that was donated to St. Olaf College nearly 20 years ago. Munch is, of course, famous for The Scream. The painting at St. Olaf, called Ava, is a portrait of violinist Ava Mudochi. It was donated to the school as part of a collection belonging to Richard Tetley after his death in 1999. Since then, Ava has been hanging in the college president's house and was long thought to be a monk. A historian working on the violinist approached the school hoping to authenticate the piece. This week, art experts from New York and Philadelphia are examining it and taking tiny samples to test in a lab. The results of the authentication investigation are expected to take 6 to 8 weeks. While there's really no estimate to the painting's possible value, The Scream sold for $120 million in 2012. News from around the state is next.